Yeah, welcome into In Focus. Brandon Peoples alongside Nick McNamara here in studio. And our guest this morning is Megan Doherty. She's with the Riley County Extension Nutrition, Health, and Food Safety Agent. Megan, good to have you here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we just got through Halloween, and I'm always kind of fascinated how quickly we transition from Halloween going right into the holidays here. We got Thanksgiving less than 3 weeks away. We've got Christmas after that. But this is a time of year where we really have to watch our...
You know, something else that we haven't even talked about?
What's that?
We are 3 weeks away from Black Friday.
That is true.
Very important. That's a very important holiday there.
Don't confuse Black Friday with what happens after the time change when it gets dark an hour earlier. Next week.
Yeah, very.
Okay. All right. True. All right. I'm sorry to interject. Brandon, you'll find out that I do that every once in a while because I obviously have things that need to be heard.
Understandable.
Sorry, Megan. You were talking about food, though.
Yes. This is a time of year where everyone wants to watch what they eat. I mean, maybe they don't want to necessarily, but it is a very important thing to do.
Yeah. We generally, are kind of cautious around our holiday season. Some people prepare for it weeks in advance, knowing that they're going to consume more calories over the holidays. But in reality, the typical American only gains about 1 pound during the holiday season, which doesn't sound like a whole lot. But if you gain 1 pound every year, that adds up quickly. So you definitely want to pay attention to that. So there are just a few tips and tricks that I've learned that you can kind of watch out for over the holiday season, either to not restrict, but to reduce your calorie intake or just make your favorite dishes a little bit healthier.
And you want to do that, but not – I think most people want to do that, but then they don't want to minimize – the flavor of their foods. And so what's one way maybe for lowering the fat?
Yeah, so you don't always have to compromise the flavor of your food by making it healthier. I know that's a common misconception that a lot of people have. But when you're cooking, one thing that you can do to lower the fat in some of your foods that you're making is you can replace in like some baked goods that you're making, you can replace either your butter, shortening, anything like that, any sort of oil you're using. You can replace about half of that with either unsweetened applesauce, or you can use a mashed up banana in place of that to kind of cut out a little bit of the fat. You'll still have that flavor though. Also, if your recipe calls for using regular sour cream or mayonnaise in it, you can use a reduced fat or a low fat version of that. Also, if you're making any kind of dips or anything that requires sour cream or mayonnaise or anything like that, you can try swapping out the mayonnaise for a plain yogurt. You can use either Greek yogurt, you can use just regular yogurt, but make sure you're getting the plain kind, not the vanilla or anything like that. Otherwise, you might have some weird flavors going on.
And I've got to say that banana substitution works very well. I've done it before in like breads and things like that. Very good.
Yeah, there's other things out there also. You can use some avocado too, although avocado has a little bit more fat to it, but it is a healthier version of fat. Also, with the fat, you can try to use skim or low-fat milk instead of your whole milk. Some things you do need whole milk for, but other things you don't. And the only difference between your milks, they have the same nutrient value. The only thing different is the fat content. Also, try and use leaner cuts of meat. And then if you do cook the meat ahead of time, try to drain the grease or the fat off of it after you're done.
All right, that's very important there. And then what about reducing your sugar intake?
Yeah, so sugar is kind of a big one when you get into those desserts, especially around Christmas time. Also Thanksgiving, we just came off of Halloween, so we have all that candy still around. So when you can cut back on some of the sugar, it's kind of nice. So when you're doing any kind of baked goods, you can almost reduce all of your sugar in your recipes by about a fourth to a third of a cup, and you really won't notice any difference. You don't have to replace it with anything, just cut back a little bit. Also, to keep that flavor there, try and use spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, anything like that to kind of enhance the flavor, vanilla flavorings, those kind of things, to enhance the sweetness. So you're not losing out on that taste. The one thing I do want to point out, though, if you're making any kind of yeast breads or anything, you don't want to mess with your sugar in that. You also won't want to mess with your salt with that either, because those ingredients are all important in how the yeast works and making it rise and bake right.
Do you mind if I backtrack a second? You mentioned like skim milks and maybe low-fat milks. Would something like some people, maybe not almond milk, but you know, almond juice, if you don't like the term milk, to refer to the non-dairy type milks?
Yeah, you can use any of those plant-based milks if you want to. The only thing is sometimes they have a little bit different cooking stability to them, so make sure you kind of maybe test a recipe with that before you want to take it anywhere. And they also might have a little bit of a different flavor. But if you're used to them and you're used to using them in your everyday life, you should be fine.
Well, one thing I know is a tough thing even for me here is sodium intake. And, I like salt. I like salty foods.
But, who doesn't?
But, you know, it's not the healthiest thing in the world. But what are some ways we can help reduce our sodium?
Yeah, sodium and sugar are both one of the most consumed nutrients in America. And it's kind of, you know, not one that we really want to have in our diets. Most people should have we want to aim for about 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day, which is the equivalent of about one teaspoon, so not a lot. And you'll pretty much find sodium in everything. So just a few tips to keep in mind is if you're buying any like store-bought products, try and look for the reduced sodium or low sodium, no sodium added, those kind of things. But if they do have them, you can go ahead and just rinse it off before you use that product. Also, if you're using like beef broth or chicken broth or anything like that, any sauces, try to find the low sodium version as well. Another great replacement for salt, so you don't lose out on some of that flavor, is using fresh herbs, dried herbs, anything like that, anything that doesn't have salt in it. You have to be careful when you're looking for those powdered seasonings that you're not getting like garlic salt or garlic. You want to look for garlic powder instead, because that is actually from an herb instead of, it doesn't have the added salt in it. So just some little things like that that will go a long way in the long run.
And again, doing that doesn't really, you don't really sacrifice flavor here if you can find alternatives here to sodium.
Right. And you'll kind of notice the more that you cut sodium out of your diet, the less you're going to want to crave it and those kind of things. So you kind of build up your immunity to it as you go. So
it's almost addictive sometimes.
It is. And sugar is the same way. Sugar and salt both, the less you eat of it, the more your body grows immune to it almost. And once you do have it, it almost make you sick once you start eating it again.
And so, I know there are some other topics we want to get into, but something I've just been thinking about since we started is, what are your guys' favorite Thanksgiving foods?
I like mashed potatoes pretty well and stuffing.
I go for stuffing every time. That's the first thing I go for.
I know. Stuffing is a good one. Unfortunately, I can't eat it anymore, so I'm not really looking forward to that anymore.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, but stuffing is generally one of my favorite foods.
Sorry for jumping in there, too. No. I just had to get that one in.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, and maybe we don't always think about this, but increasing fiber around Thanksgiving time, that's a big deal, too.
Yeah, and this is a pretty easy one. A lot of people don't always think about it, but fiber plays a huge role in our diets and our lifestyles. It has so many beneficial factors for our health, and it also helps keep you full, so you might not overeat or anything like that. You're less likely to. So in order to increase your fiber, you can try and incorporate as many whole wheat products as you can. When you're baking products that require flour, like that call for all-purpose flour or something like that, you can substitute about half of your all-purpose flour out for a whole wheat flour-based product. And that way you won't lose that texture that a lot of people complain with, the whole wheat. You'll still have that all-purpose flour product. Also, vegetables are a great source of fiber. A lot of people don't think about that. They think generally like your carbohydrates are where you're going to get most of your fiber from. But vegetables, a lot of the skins and those kind of things have a lot of fiber in them as well. One of the big things with fiber is what it actually does is it slows the rate of the sugar absorption into your bloodstream. And when that happens, your blood glucose levels don't rise as fast. And then in turn, you're not as hungry as fast because those or rapid falls of your glucose levels in your blood are what make you feel hungry sooner. So something definitely to keep in mind. So.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, obviously using healthier cooking techniques, that's another way you can help yourself.
Right. And a big thing with that goes back to the fat for the most part. Just trying to use a nonstick pan, using nonstick cooking oils instead of, you know, using butter, which, you know, sometimes butter is just needed to make things taste good. But try and just reduce it as much as you can. And some of those things that you're going to put with other things, especially. So if you're making something just straight up, you know, just cooking in butter only, you might be okay with that, but you don't need to do it for everything. Also, the way you cook a lot of your foods, like your turkey or hams or something like that, try and bake them or grill them, broil them, anything that doesn't use that extra oil. So just some healthier options, some that you might think about. Others might not be as common sense as you would think, but just try and keep it in mind these holiday season.
Okay. Megan Doherty, Nutrition, Health, and Food Safety Agent with the Riley County Extension, our guest here. All good tips, and thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll continue with In Focus after these words here on KMAN.